Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Tom Borg back on the show. Tom, I know. I'm glad too. Tom's here, and he's the president of Tom Borg Consulting LLC. He's a consultant, a speaker, a trainer, an author, and he is here to talk to us about how you and I can get better running our business. Tom Borg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back, as always, and one of the things I know you want to talk about today is something I really like to focus on, and that's the concept of realizing that when we're thinking about our business, there are two universes. There's a universe inside our four walls, the internal stuff, then there's a universe outside our four walls, which are the external stuff. So, you know, one is the people that we write checks to, and the other is the people who write checks to us, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Let's talk about those people who write us checks first.
Well, what I want to talk about today, Jim, with our listeners, is this business of what our customers are experiencing when they try to do business with us. And as you know, years back, Jan Carlson of Scandinavian Airline Systems,
yep,
came up with an idea with his with some help with some consulting, they called it the moment of truth. That's what our clients or customers would experience. Now, I think it's been upgraded today. People call it touch points. That's another way of saying it. But essentially, what a moment of truth is any time a customer comes into contact with some aspect of our business and thereby has an opportunity to form an impression. Now, the funny thing about it is our customers are experiencing these experiences all day long with us. And if we don't know about those experiences or are not aware of what's actually happening during those experiences, then we're losing control of that opportunity to really give them the kind of service that
how would we
life
and give us some examples. And I know this sounds elementary, folks, but I'm telling you, we all need to be reminded about this. Let's talk about some of the ways that we might miss those touch points, those moments of truth.
Well, it could be as simple as when they go to your website and take a look at your website. And obviously, yeah, there are really great websites out there today, and there are some that aren't so good. So that's the first place many of them look. I guess I was looking at some research the other day, something like up to 93% of the people, before they call your company, they're going to go to your website first, check you out.
Of course.
So that's the first
Everybody
point.
Does that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the key. We got to be aware of that. Now,
used to be that people would drive by and look at your building, look at your sign, right? Or they might go to the Yellow Pages and look at your ad, and
right.
So you'd really fuss over all that. So now it's your website, or it might even be if they know who you are, you the owner, they might even look at you on your LinkedIn page or see if you even have a Wikipedia page. They might do that kind of research.
All of that, Jim, you're so correct with that. It's just an electronic age, technology is everywhere. People are certainly using it. So
your online profile is like it's like dressing up to go impress somebody with your, you know, putting a new suit and tie on and heading out and not looking at your shoes.
Yeah.
Right? Why would you get all dressed up and walk out in shoes that haven't been shined? You know, you wouldn't do any of that. So you don't. Your online profile is critical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So once they get past that online profile, okay, hey, they're going to call your office, possibly call your business. So that phone, how's that phone answered? First off, is the phone system working properly? Too often you call a small business and there's the crackling noise on the telephone. They don't even realize it. They don't hear it on their end. And oftentimes the customers, they don't even bother to tell you.
And isn't that important to talk about everything here, is that you've got to go out there and come in the way the customer does?
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
Call in your own business and see what happens.
Yeah. Jim, what I tell my clients is call in with someone else's telephone so they don't recognize your phone.
Right.
And call in there and just see what they, listen to what they hear. Judge what you're hearing.
ABC Supply. Oh, yeah. Hang on. I'll get him for you. You know, and that's your receptionist, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. And guess whose fault that is?
It's yours.
If that happens.
It's yours.
That's right.
That's right. It all stops there. So and let me say this before we go to a break. I'm dead set, categorically 100% against a machine answering my phone unless it's just after hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
I want a human being to answer my phone. What about you?
I totally agree with that. And that's called the edge, if you want to call it anything. If you have a real live person answering that phone who's properly trained, knows how to do it, you've got a tremendous edge over your competitors that are using answering devices.
There are small businesses, Tom, that I still do business with and have been for decades. The same person is answering the phone as they were way back in the day. She still recognizes my voice.
Wow.
How about that? Hey, you think I'm going anywhere else?
No.
Tom Borg and I will be right back, folks. More of this good stuff from him after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.